I don't know, I've been getting up at, like, early. I'm, like, not an early riser. That's, like, not me.
I've learned that. It's just been a busy week.
Yeah.
But in a good way. It went by fast. It's Friday, and I'm ready for the weekend.
Yeah, I agree. It's annoying, though, because it was really sunny the day, even the day after the eclipse was like really, really bright, the sun. It was a thing. And it's been like really nice days. And then today it was really gloomy. And tomorrow it's going to be gloomy. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yes, I know. Every weekend.
To me, it's so
every weekend.
Not cool. Not cool. What are you sipping on?
Oh, just water today.
I know, same. I'm drinking a sparkling water.
Yeah, just water today. Mine has a ginger cube in it, though.
Interesting. What's a ginger cube?
It's just like a ginger ice cube, like a frozen ginger cube. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And I'll put a little bit of water. I mean, obviously there's water. A little bit of lemon in it as well.
Do you use like ginger root?
No, I actually get them already frozen from Target. They're frozen.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like you pop it out. It's like a little container and there's like all these little dots. You just pop them right out into your whatever. You can also use them to cook. I think most people use them to cook.
I love
fresh ginger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sign me up.
Interesting. Yeah. No, today it's just water. I've been being lean.
Yeah.
I don't keep like any soda or juice. I only keep like water in my house and like orange juice for smoothies and coconut water and like sparkling water. Cause if I have, sometimes I have poppies in my fridge because if I have something like if I had like real soda, like a Diet Coke, I would drink one every day.
Oh yeah. Same.
I'm going to have one. I'm going to find one.
And it's not good. And I've been trying to drink a lot more water lately because I'm kind of bad at that.
Yeah, I know. I don't think like, I mean, something like Pellegrino, like it, I mean, it has salt, you know, so it's like not great. So I try not to drink too many of sparkling water, but I just love sparkling water. Like it satiates my thirst for soda. Not all the way, but
because of the fizzy carbonation.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready to spill some tea?
I am ready. But before we start the shows, I feel like there was so much stuff that happened. Like
week.
Like we learned Lala's having a girl.
Yeah.
She posted that online. We also learned, though, that she blocked Ariana and Katie. Did you see that?
No. Phone block or like social media?
Like social media. Or not, I'm sorry, not blocked, like unfollowed them on social media.
That's so funny.
But Katie was like also at the gender reveal and everybody was like, well, that was recent. That was recent because she was posting online like you can watch the gender reveal live on my Amazon, whatever.
Yeah, it was on the Amazon Live thing.
Yeah, but it turns out that it was pre-recorded back like in March 8th. Like that's when her actual gender reveal was. And that's why like Katie was there. This was like before the reunion was filmed.
Oh, interesting.
And now post-reunion, they're not friends anymore and everything's like going down. But I thought that's funny how she like advertised it. Like, oh, watch it live. Yeah. But no, you were just watching a pre-recorded video.
Ugh.
Also, Girls Girl released today. Did you listen to it?
I haven't listened. Oh, it came out at 5. Yeah. No, I need to listen to it. I want to watch the video.
Yeah. I actually haven't watched the video. And I only listened to a small clip of it, but it's super cute. So I have to this really listen to it.
Yeah.
Monica from Salt Lake City is pregnant.
I know, with her boyfriend. Like nobody knows who the boyfriend is.
Yeah. She says they've been together for a year and she's like, I'm 39. I really wasn't expecting to like
have a baby. Children already. Like, I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah. And
I didn't get a boyfriend.
She's 7 weeks, apparently. I feel like that's really early announce it. But I also don't really know anything about pregnancy. So I don't know like if that is still like, super early.
Wait, like at least 2 to 4 months. Interesting.
That's what I was thinking. Hmm. She's almost 2 months.
Yeah, but
still, yeah, I don't know.
She just needs attention. She's like, wait, hire me back.
Yes. Oh, and did you see that Teresa and Jerry, the Golden Bachelor, are divorcing?
I know. That's
already.
Great. They definitely had to give the ring back. That's definitely a thing. Like if you don't certain amount of time. I can't believe they got married on national TV and they're already divorcing. Why did we do that?
It was like the quickest turnaround. I think it's quicker than some of the other ones who actually got married.
We gotta jump into this. There's a lot to talk about.
Let's get started.
Okay, so I feel like we should talk about definitely Vanderpump. Vanderpump Villa, Vanderpump Rules, The Valley. Did you watch Summer House?
I haven't actually, because that just is releasing today. So
right, that's usually my Friday show.
Yeah, but
I know that it's going to be great and enjoyable. And all I can say is I just keep seeing there was this one thing about Summer House I'll say is like there's this just whole shtick that like Amanda hates Kyle, and Bravo like recorded her. It was like he was on another like, you know, some publication's Instagram, but it was like, what are your all the icks? Like, what are the icks that your husband gives you? And she listed things that I was just like, okay, so you hate him.
I saw that.
And goes to the gym every single day. And I just hate going to the gym. So it's annoying that he has to do it every day. I was like, those are things that people want their husband to do. Like, you don't want him to take care of himself and be healthy. Like, come on, come on. The thing about like his mullet, I mean, I get that, but I don't know. People are really mean about them online too.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like she shouldn't have partook in that like at all. I don't know. I feel like that's just not something you do to your spouse. Like, even if you're on like a TV show, like that's just like fucked up. Like, if you're going to do it, like make it like jokes.
Yeah.
Like, not, you know, like
things that like, I don't know. It's just,
yeah, she was like way too serious about that. And that was just kind of like, oh, so
these are all the things I hate about him. And it's like,
yes,
okay. She's like, he has this thing where his jaw clicks. And I was like, oh my God, because I have really bad TMJ and mine does that. And I was like, oh, I was literally like the last person I was like semi dating. I had told, I was like, sorry, my jaw really clicks. Like I have, you know, this issue. And he was like, oh my God, that's awful. Like, that sounds so terrible. Stop. And I was like, okay, well.
You're like, I can't. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, yeah, now it's going to be someone's ick one day, but.
Oh my God. Do not be self-conscious about that just because of Amanda. I love her, but you know, also, I thought it was really funny at the end of the last episode, like right at the end, very end, when they are talking about at the dinner table, talking about moving, and Kyle is like, you know, I think we should do that later on when there's like play date. And Amanda's like, you're not going to be the one spending every day with the children. Paige like chimes in and she's like, we don't even know if you're the father of the children yet.
She's like, I thought that was funny.
Yes. I thought that was so funny. She's just hilarious. That would have been such an awkward situation. I would have been way too scared to like make a comment like that in the middle of them like fighting over kids.
Paige always knows like what to say to be funny. She's always adds in like the perfect comedic relief. That's why I love her so much.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like anybody gets like annoyed with her either. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah. I feel like also this season, like they're taking things less seriously. I don't know. The vibes are good, except for everything that's going to happen with Carl and Lindsay. Let's get into Vanderpump Villa. I'll say it forever. My favorite show. It's so good.
It is just filled with all of the drama we need.
What is happening on that show? I mean, Eric got naked and was grinding on the guest. Like full on. I mean, he was in his boxers. That was like,
when do you think that's okay?
Who told you that would be okay?
That was that the night that he was like pounding all the alcohol?
Yes.
Yes. But still, like, that does not make it okay. I don't, you know what? I don't think I finished the episode now that I'm thinking about it, but he is just beyond. So you might have to fill me in on what happened at the end of the episode.
No, basically, like, Grace, that like 22-year-old, she tried hitting on Andre. And he was just like, you know what? See, like, a sister. Like, but you know what? She shot her shot, as she should.
Yeah, like, she took her chance, and I mean, At her age, if that was me, I would have been too shy. Like, no.
I love that for her. He was at least he was really nice about it though. They like
Yeah.
everyone else in the house is like not that bad besides Eric, Marciano, Hannah. I love how the camera like my favorite footage and my favorite shows are when there's cameras inside the bedrooms or inside the house where like, you know, they can't turn them off because
Oh,
that
like the ceiling ones.
footage. Like that's when you
Yeah.
see everyone just drunk and like stupid things or hookups. That's what Summer House does too. They have like video or the cameras in the room. And sometimes and on some seasons, like they would cover it one night, but you would like see them covering it. Like they'd come and like put something over the camera. But I just feel like it breaks the fourth wall so much and I love it.
Yeah. And a lot of times when they're drunk, they forget about those cameras and they're like, oh, the cameramen, those people are gone.
One's
So that's
here.
fine.
Right.
Like, they really start to act like themselves or just like extra drunk idiots. And yeah, that just makes it great.
Exactly. I love everything that Lisa designs. I mean, like she designed it was supposed to be like the guests were it was a girl who was like it was supposed to be her bachelorette party or something, and then her husband came or the
That
boyfriend
was
came.
so weird.
Why was he there? And his and her friend, that guy, like clocked in to be on camera.
Yes, because he was only there to cause drama.
He was like he was so mad that they were like going to go get married in like Australia or something. And they basically were like, whoever wants to come can come. But then only
Yeah.
invited close friends and family. And that guy wasn't invited. And he was so salty. Why did he kind of remind me of Zach on the Valley?
Because he had that same, like, he just like presents himself the same way,
Right.
where
It
he
was
just
starting
has that
drama the same way.
attitude. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, it's get over yourself. It's not your wedding. It's not your bachelorette party. Like,
It's not even your show.
yeah,
What are you doing
you're a
here?
guest
Who
right
hired you?
now.
Yeah, that was really, really funny. I love their outfits. I know we talked about that before, but they just get cuter and cuter.
Yeah, they just always look so pretty. And like, yeah, they're
Put
just like,
together and it's like dresses and like pantsuits and it's so cute and they're all lavender, which I love.
Yes, me too. I thought that she was gonna have them be like decked in pink, like head to toe, but that's, I
Yeah.
guess that's Lisa's color, so.
That's true. Yeah, I know. I mean, they could do other colors, but yeah, like the lavender is really pretty. I just like it. It looks good. And Marciano is also just like crazy and angry. And I'm trying to like remember exactly what he did.
Yeah, he's a lot to handle. And I don't understand why Hannah is so like just like clingy to him.
I know. It's like so bad for her. It
Yeah,
feels
'cause I'm like, you
like
could do
so.
so much better.
Also on the pool day when Eric like jumps into the pool and it's just swimming, what was that? And they were just like were pouring shots into everyone's mouth. I mean, it was just crazy. Oh yeah, and then Eric got in a fight with the chef too. He disrespected the chef and they had like an argument. Do you remember that?
I might have stopped watching by this point. I'm gonna
Wow.
have to turn it back on.
And then that's when Grace and Eric also like got into it and they were screaming at each other and they had to like kind of hold her back. She called him an asshole.
I feel like I saw a clip of that, but fuck, I thought I stopped it way later in the show. Dang it. I'm sorry. I feel like I did not come prepared.
Honestly, it's basically just, I mean, yeah, it was Eric and the chef basically was saying that he was like, this is embarrassing. Like, this isn't Las Vegas. Like, I'm not, you know, running a club because Eric was going around pouring shots into people's mouths.
Oh yeah,
And
no.
yeah, and the chef is right.
It's
And
a
so,
chateau. Like you're in France, it's fancy. It's like,
you,
and
yeah,
that chef
you
is
in France.
hot.
Exactly. And then that was pretty much it. And Eric and Marciano get naked and go swimming and are just crazy. And I'm pretty sure in the next episode that he hooks up, or not maybe just hooks up, but like Marciano is like making out with one of the girls in front of Hannah.
Oh my God, like a guest or.
Yes, like a guest.
Oh no.
No, it's gonna be like a whole thing.
Yeah, that girl needs to just move on from him. He's no good for
It's so bad. He was like, this is not a nightclub. Like this isn't
Yeah, I like that chef.
yeah, I do too. And I like Caroline. They're definitely they are together.
It is them together.
Yeah, they're together.
Oh my
She
God,
called
that
him
like
blue.
that would be a lot to work with your
Yeah, to
significant
work
other.
together and all day.
That's too much time. I
Maybe
like
they
need
don't
my
always
break.
work together. Or maybe like signed up for this and we're like, let's work together and be on a show together since we're both chefs. And she's like, I can be your sous chef. Like their chef
Yeah.
together. you know, but they were like maybe in a relationship, and then they were like, let's sign up for the show. And you know who she kind of looks like? She looks like Danielle from Summer House.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah. She's
Baylor. What? She has skincare. It's called Baylor Harris. Hmm. Yeah, that was pretty much the show. But we can also just jump into Vanderpump Rules because that was just too much. So it like starts out with the beach scene and
yeah, like the continuation of that.
Yeah. And Ariana just, you know, being upset and being like, no, you should all basically hate him. And then he leaves and him and Schwartz go to the bar. But then don't they all meet them at that same bar?
Yeah, they all go to the same bar after, which is so dumb. It's just like,
why are we still around them?
Yeah, just somebody's inside and then Ariana was outside. So like that was like the difference. But Katie shows up with that girl. What's her name? Tori shows up with Tori. And then Tori leaves.
Like babysitter. Like Summer Moon babysitter.
Yes, her ex-babysitter. So she's not currently babysitting her. But yeah, still like babysits kids. So she shows up with Katie, or at least like walks over to the with Katie and like the girls at first. And then leaves them to go inside. And then she sees Schwartz. And then starts like hanging out with him, and like they're totally flirting, and like he goes and buys her.
Hanging at Hotel Ziggy.
Yeah, because she like thinks he's super hot. She like told him to his face. No. Yeah, well, she's young, and like doesn't know any better.
This episode made me hate him with a burning passion. But keep going.
Yeah, there was a lot going on with him in this episode. And then Katie comes in and just kind of like steals her back, like kicks Schwartz away and like is sitting with her alone at the table. And I feel like the girl was just kind of like, okay, like I feel like she wanted to keep flirting with Schwartz, and then Katie came in and like cock blocked her, but she was like, whatever, I'm in like into Katie too, so it's fine.
Into Katie too. Yeah. And then they made out, which was just it's the funniest storyline ever, that this girl, Sheena's babysitter, is making out with a divorced couple, with both of them. I love Katie. I love that she's just like, I'm going to do this too.
Yeah. Like, this is what I want to do. So do you think that she's like actually like into this girl, or you think she's doing it just to spite Schwartz? Probably either way, it's great. Yeah.
Probably like a little bit of both. Like she's like, okay, this is fun. Why not? And like, let's just hurt him.
Like definitely. I'm here for it either way.
And then like Sheena and Lala were like comforting Ariana, and she said to her, like, does it almost feel like, you know, this person just that you loved so much just like left you, like it was nothing, like just, you know, dumped you? And Ariana's crying and saying like it was so hard, and like that was her dream house. And like Sheena and Lala being like, oh my God, we get it. We're so sorry.
They're consoling her. And she's literally telling them why she is still there.
Why it's so important to her. Why it's so hard.
She's explaining it fully to them. And they're like, yes.
Of course, it's not about that. It's not about the material. Like, shut up. And then in their confessionals being like, okay, well, she needs to get over it. It's like, okay, now she'll get out of the house. Like, come on.
Yeah. They haven't invested that much money in anything themselves, I'm sure. So that's probably why they're like, it's fine. Just get up and leave.
I don't like that. But I will say this episode definitely like kind of changed my mind about Joe. I still think that she's like the things that I think she is. But I will say like I did feel really bad for her. So like her and Lala go get a hot dog, which is
yes.
Like, let's go get a hot dog.
Yeah, that's like so random. And I'm like, okay, like.
Like what? All right.
What?
And Joe's like, if I want to be like in Schwartz's life, his friends are really important to him. So I have to make an effort with his friends. So Lala is like the first, you know, key to that if she'll let me in, which was just like weird anyway.
Yeah, like Lala, really, out of all people?
But she even asks her like, well, did you know about Rachel and Sandoval? And she's like, no, I had no idea.
Yeah, she said she thought that they were already broken up.
Which is like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, like, I think, I don't know. I don't really believe her on all of that, but also like.
I really don't either.
At this point, like, who really cares? But what Schwartz is doing to Jojo, what the hell?
Jojo Siwa.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about Jojo Siwa because I watched the Call Her Daddy interview.
And it was really?
good.
I feel like I'm just being forced to learn things about JoJo Siwa by TikTok that I like just I'm like, I don't care about her revamping.
I get that, but once you listen to her interview, like, she's extremely mature for her age and understands, like, I mean, she supports, like, her entire family. She's been, like, famous since she was, like, 6 years old. And it's just, like, crazy, the things that she already knows and wants and, like, that she isn't. And she has good people around her who aren't letting her, you know, things bad things happen to her, like, happened to Justin Bieber, happened to, like, a lot of child stars or, you know, famous kids who go down, like, a really bad path. And everyone's to her online, and it's like, I don't know, the interview was really, really good.
Maybe I'll have to listen to that, because all I'm seeing is all those mean videos about her online, and I'm just like, that's, I don't exactly care about all
thing. I was like, oh yeah, my God, so annoying. And she even says, like, she asked Alex, like, how old she is, and Alex is like, I'm 29. She was like, that's the age. People your age and in that, like, age range are the ones who are the meanest and, like, hate on me the most, because they were, like, 17, 18 years old when I was, like, you know, 14, 15 years old, where, I don't know how old she was, whatever. She was like, but when, you know, they were that age, I was, like, way too old. I was wearing a bow. I was putting on this entire persona, and they were like, why is that girl doing that? Like, it was weird to you guys. So I understand, but she really was, I mean, such, like, a huge part of, like, a lot of kids that are now probably, like, 13 years old, like, child, which is really crazy. So whatever. Anyway, I was being really mean about her, but that interview changed my mind. So
okay, I'll have to watch that then.
So Joe, not JoJo, what Schwartz is doing to her, I think, like, 99.9% of women have had something like that probably happen to them. When you're seeing a guy or you've been hanging out with a guy and he tells you one thing, but he tells everybody else something else.
Yep.
And it's the worst feeling ever. And you can tell how, like, hurt she is, because she actually really likes him. And he was just, like, using her. He was just, like, hanging out with her when she was, like, the only person who was probably there for him. And he tells her, I love you and all this shit. But then he doesn't want to, like, give up his life and feels like he can't do commitment. I mean, this guy is, what, 42, 43 years old. I hate him so much.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of time that him and Joe probably spent together, and then to go on camera and, like, get her to also be on camera and, like, agree to that, and then go and hit on girls in front of her and make out with girls in front of her, but behind the scenes you're saying I love you.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, going onto the show and your confessionals and being like, I guess I can probably settle down with Joe and get married with her and be happy, but, you know, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked.
Joe's probably the only person who would ever put up with your, besides Katie, who would put up with, like, all your bullshit. And they're honestly, they're very similar, and they get along really well, and they're both, like, weird and quirky. They work together.
Yeah.
He's also saying, like, I want to settle down. I want to have kids. I, like, my biological clock, this and that. Well, then you have this girl in your house telling you that she wants those things with you, and you're just like, nope, can't do that.
So want to go date a 20-year-old.
He goes to her hair salon and she bleaches his hair, and he's like telling her, like, oh, I'm going to a singles thing tonight.
I see things online where people think that she fucked up his hair on purpose. Because he was telling her that, and she was just like, all right, I'm just gonna fuck this up. But it also, like, didn't look like she knew what she was doing. And the other hairstylist that was there was definitely, like, the one who kept checking on her and, like, do you think we should check this? And, like, I don't know, I feel like it was that lady who was doing it. And, like, I don't know, is she, like, a new hairstylist? You know, you still have, like, somebody watching you and, like.
Yeah, how long has she been a hairdresser?
I'm not sure. But I feel like if she actually is a hairdresser, then it would be new.
It's a new venture.
Yeah. Just because, yeah, I don't know. I also feel like I've never seen anybody bleach hair the way she did. She put the dye in the roots first. You don't do that.
I don't know how you bleach guys' hair. I don't know.
I feel like it would kind of be the same as women's, where the roots is, like, you do those towards, like, the end. Yeah, because they lighten faster.
It was kind of, like, it was terrible. It was kind of yellowish, and that's what happens with white, like, or blonde. Or, I don't even know what he was going for. It was so bad.
Yeah, it was. He definitely went in and had to get, like, two jobs done, because when he was, like, at the salon still, it looked orange. It looked like Tequila Katie season 2.
Especially with his, like, transition lenses or whatever those are that he wears. Like, he looked so, like, when they were sitting there and Tori was hitting on him, And I was like, you're sitting there looking at him and you're, I'm sorry, you're attracted to him. Like, he's so dumb. He's so like, oh, and it's not such a fan of him, but like what he's doing to Joe is just so wrong and so
mean. Oh my God. I couldn't watch him break up with her.
She was breaking up with him.
No, he was dumping. Well, he was like telling her, like, no, she was telling
him, I don't think I should be here anymore.
Because he was telling her, like, yeah, well, she was only saying that because of everything that he was saying.
What did he start it out with?
He was pretty much asking her, like, what was last night about? Because, like, when she left and he was kissing that girl at that, like, singles thing, and she was, like, being kind of weird. He was, like, I told you, like, I don't want any, like, anything serious. I don't want any relationships right now. And then she was, like, rolling her eyes. And then he was, like, pretty much telling her, like, he wants to keep doing what they're doing. And she was just like, no, that needs to stop. And then that's when she was like, I think it just needs to stop completely. And like, that's why. Yeah. So he was kind of like dumping her at first, but in a really awkward way. Maybe that's why it just kind of like, it was just like, the fuck are you talking about? Because he's so weird, but he hides being able
to be direct with his communication.
Yeah.
He can't.
That's exactly what it is.
He can't say what he means and means what he says. He can't do that.
So it was just like, I felt bad for her. And then she was crying and like leaving and he's calling her Joseph. Like if I was crying and some man was calling me like Daniel, I would be pissed. Like, yeah, you know, that's like, no. Let's be like, if you're crying and somebody's like, Arnold, come back. Where are you going?
I was saying, you were saying that and I was trying to think, I was like, shoot, what name is my name?
What was the first one that came to mind for you? Because I was like, AR, AR. It was like,
Archie?
Archie.
I couldn't think of anything. That's funny, though. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, they're like little nicknames, but
yeah.
Yeah. And then she's like, I want to call my dad. I was like, oh my God.
I know. I felt for her. We also see Lala go to the sperm bank episode, too.
It was cool.
It was nothing really exciting. That's her only. Sorry, I was just looking at my notes and I saw that that's her only like storyline.
I think it's cool though. I think it's cool what she's doing. And I mean, I'm excited for her. I think it's
funny. I mean, I'm all for her like being able to have a kid. Like she said, that's all hers. Like she won't have to share with anybody or like if anything goes wrong, have to do like part-time like she does with Ocean. Right. I get that.
And like, I think going through the like divorce and like how they have to like go to court and stuff to like discuss, you know, who gets the child and all that stuff must be like traumatized, you know?
Yeah. I don't even know, but that just sounds like it would be a headache to deal with.
So I feel for her, but yeah, that really is like all that she has going on. But I hate it. I actually just hate every scene that doesn't have the girls in it. I don't care about them paintballing.
I forgot about that scene. I didn't even put that scene down because I just kind of like was jotting down main points of the episode. Right. I didn't even write that down, so I completely forgot about it.
I just like, I don't understand what everyone on the show doesn't understand, that we don't care. We want to see what the girls are doing. We want to see what's happening. Like I don't care about Tom Sandoval and what he's doing. And oh my God, the fact that in this episode he also is like, I pay for the batteries and I pay for the toilet paper and the paper towels and the pens again.
Even the producers are like, why?
Why? You got roasted for that. Why did you bring that back up? He's like, well, I just want the record to be known that when things
I think around, she's going to. Yeah.
She's not going to have someone to do that.
She's going to be in for a really rude awakening is what he was saying. Like, whatever.
What is she going to do if she doesn't have pens? Didn't she literally get a sponsorship by like Bic pens and Bic razors? And aren't Bic also pens? I think so.
Yeah. And their lighters and all of that. Yeah. Stuff. Basically, all of the things that he was saying that he gets that she doesn't do, she's been sponsored by. So she's going to get all that shit for free now.
Just trash bags too.
Yeah. She's set, bro. Don't worry.
This morning, actually, she posted she has like a DSW collaboration.
I saw that.
God, she is booked and busy.
Yes, she's literally like making money.
As she should be.
Yeah,
as
good for her. Be.
In that episode too, I mean, like, Layla, am I okay today?
I'm telling you, it's an off week.
Mercury is also in retrograde.
Oh, God.
But Lala is like complaining about Katie to Allie and Sheena and saying like what happened at the girls' night where Katie told Lala, like, I'm your friend. You should be there for me, because she was mad that Lala didn't tell her that she went to go get a hot dog with Joseph.
Yeah. How dare she?
How dare she? And so Lala's basically just like, I don't really care. Like, I don't really care that she doesn't like that. Like, I'm in my nice era. I'm going to show grace, this and that. She's on one. She's there to make, like, her family money and, like, do her job. And I respect that for her. You know? Yeah. Like, of course, she's taking no prisoners and she's not going to have friends after this. But she has a job to do. And that's it. She's taking it seriously.
People online are saying that she's taking the producer role. And she's taking it a little too seriously.
She's like, this is what I'm going to do. She, like, had a plan. She clocked in. And what are you going to do? But yeah. Do you have any other notes on that?
No, that's pretty much everything I have for Vanderpump.
It's just dragged out at this point.
Yeah, it's a little.
I need to get to the reunion. But yeah, like, how many more episodes are going to be until the reunion? 4?
Yeah, because that was only what, episode
11?
11.
Like, give me the reunion now. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I just want to see, especially because, like, they all post shit online, so it's like we're all up to date with all their drama. Yeah,
that's why it's so hard. The turnaround time is way too long. Me sitting there, I'm like, you all need to edit and do this way faster.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know. People also think that Ariana is going to announce at the reunion that she's leaving. Because
I mean, I hope so.
Love Island films at the same time that Vanderpump would film.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were saying that last time.
I did say that. Okay.
I mean, I just hope so, because she's just better than this show. And honestly, it's like, it's just dragging. There's nothing really entertaining about it, which is great that we have Vanderpump villain now, because
right,
that's giving us everything. And now I'm, and the Valley. And now I'm super into Summer House. So,
right. We have other things, because it's not doing it for us anymore.
No, it's not given.
No, not given. The Valley. I love this show too.
The Valley. The Valley, the Valley, the Valley. And they're still all yelling and screaming at this dinner party.
Right. I mean, also, though, speaking about things that are happening externally, it's also hard while we're watching it, because all these interviews are coming out that stuff Britney's saying and doing, and her and Jax are, like, living separately. And thank you, where she said that her and the baby moved out of their house into an Airbnb because Jax wouldn't move out.
That is such a Jax move. What a fucking asshole
thing I've ever heard a man do. Like, that is awful. Yeah. That little boy is going to hate him when he grows up.
Yeah, like, it's one thing if it was Britney. It was like, okay, be fucking petty if you want to. He's like, but
I pay for that house. I pay for everything. So
that's your fucking child.
Like, how are you going to let them leave and just go somewhere else?
And he just, like, doesn't care.
Appalling. And you can tell that, like, I was, you know, you and I were talking about this week. Like, you can tell in the interviews, like, just how beat down she is.
Yeah, especially when they're sitting in the interview together.
Mm-hmm. And she'll try to talk, and he'll talk over her, or, like, try to talk for her, or anytime she'll say something, he'll have to,
like, correct it. Correct. Yeah.
Like, oh, no, this. She's like, no, I know that, but blah, blah, blah. I'm just, I hate him.
Yeah.
I hate
him. He always has, like, a comment or something to say.
And I really, and she said that we're going to see it play out. They, like, picked the cameras back up. So apparently something happened that was her boiling point that I think we're going to see. And then they picked the cameras back up to come film whatever happened that, you know, showed that.
I kind of love when stuff like that happens. When they're like, oh, got to get the cameras back rolling. Shit's going down.
I'm like, oh, okay, so you can add that to the season. But what are they filming, like, end of summer? I don't know. Me and the filming, I just have a problem with it. I just
feel like, I want it immediately.
I want it now. Give it to me live.
Yeah, you want like Love Island. Have you ever watched Love Island?
Have I?
Yeah.
I have seen, like, a couple episodes, yeah.
Okay, so Love Island airs pretty much live. Okay. You get an episode every day. And it's like, yeah, you're pretty much watching. You're probably, like, maybe a day or two behind. They, like, use that time to edit, but you get an episode every day, except for, like, Sunday and Saturday or something like that.
It would be easier to be watching it live than it is to watch it. Like, I tried starting to watch it, and I was just like, I can't, every episode's so long, and there's so many. I know you don't have to pay attention that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not someone where I can just have something on in the background.
Oh, so yeah.
Bad attention. So I can only look at one thing at a time.
And yeah.
So I'm not someone who can just have something on and not watch, because I'm like, wait, what happened? What if it was important? And then I will miss something, then I'll have to go back, and I just never point. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. I get that. But I love Love Island, and I definitely do just like watch it every day. It's like my after work show.
Right. And you can like, do you watch it? Like, which one do you
watch? I'll put it on like while I cook. I like the USA one, but I do watch like the Love Island UK. But there's like so many seasons of that out, and I haven't watched like every single season, but I feel like I've seen like a decent amount of them. Like I know a lot of those people.
I started the one I had started was the season with Molly Mae and Tommy Fury.
Okay, so that's the UK.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because I was like, okay, they're the ones I know. I like them.
Yeah.
I watched, like, part of his family show. And I follow her, and I think she's so cute. And their baby's name is Bambi. And that's just the thing ever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't even – it was, like, 50 episodes or something crazy.
It is. There's so many episodes, and they're probably, like, an hour long.
Right. But everyone loves it. I know. It's one of those things I gotta get more into. But and then Kristen and Luke are like talking about, he like sets that whole thing up. That was nice of them. They like set up that whole thing with the massage table and stuff.
Oh my god, I know, that was sweet.
Yeah, now it's just sad because Brittany's like, I wish Jax would do things like this.
Yeah, and now I'm setting it up for somebody else. Yeah, that was a little stab to the heart.
Yeah, like okay, but honestly, I want Kristen to be happy. I really do. I think that if she wants to have a baby with that guy, then she should have a baby.
Yeah.
I hope it
definitely
works. But at this point, I guess we probably know. Unless she was hired. But I don't know. I just want her to like, are her and Luke like still together though? Yeah.
I don't know, because I don't follow Kristen on Instagram because she's not my favorite. But did you see that she's coming out with a podcast now too?
Yeah. Well, she had one before. She's always had one.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. She's always had one, but now she just has one with.
It's with Luke, isn't it?
Yeah. It's with Luke.
Or at least he's on the first episode.
No, it's with him.
Hmm. I'm like, okay, oh, so they are together.
They are together, yeah. What was his job, though? I'm just wondering. Because now...
He lives in, like, Colorado or something, right?
Does he own, like, land? Or it was something like that.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you anything about this man. I don't know any details about his life. But all I know is that he lives out of state. And he does not want to live in LA.
Yeah, he's anti-California.
Yeah.
I get that. But yeah, I'm just wondering because now it's like his bio says co-host, a balancing act. I'm like, so you didn't want to live in LA, but you're doing such an LA thing by getting on a podcast with your girlfriend who lives in LA and has been on a show in LA for like 10 years.
Yeah, like it sounds like you want to be something.
Exactly.
Unless he's just trying to like play that role for the camera. Like, oh, I'm too good for LA. Watch, he just wants to like live in New York.
Okay, so what else about the Valley? What did you have?
I actually didn't write anything down. Just what trying to remember. I know, I've been so bad at writing stuff down lately.
Well, then they have the dinner or like the Jared Lips event, like the
charity. Yes.
And Kristen goes to talk to Michelle and they get into it again.
Of course.
Yes, of course. And wait, but what stood out to me though? So Michelle and Jesse have like one good moment where they bond because they're talking about their like mutual hatred for Kristen.
Yes. And they're like laughing, having a great old time.
What? And he's like, you were so sexy. I was like, oh my God. But
when she stood up at the table screaming and like threw her chair.
When they did the recap, that was like, the replay, I was like, she kind of did look really good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Her hair looked amazing. She's beautiful. Yeah.
And her body's like, she's hot.
Yeah.
So she definitely was like, kind of, I was like, okay, I get it. And then they like showed him and I was just thinking like, oh God, he's turned on. Oh no.
Ew. Yeah. And he's just like, ooh.
But they were talking about how they met and she said they met, I think like on an app or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then they went to coffee. He talked about himself the whole time and she was like, I'm never going to date this guy. He's absolutely not the one.
Yeah. She said she immediately knew he was not the one.
Can you imagine saying that? That sucks.
Like,
and then they went, and then she went out with her friends, like called him, like, you know, booty called him, and she said, it's the longest booty call of my life.
Do you think that they were already like separated at that point when she was like doing these post interviews, when she was saying like all of that shit? Or do you think that
the ones where she's alone? Yes, because I know for every other Bravo show, they go and film the confessionals months later.
Yeah. So they were probably already separated.
It would be really hard. That's actually something I've always wanted to talk about, is the idea of filming the confessional to me seems so hard. Like the way that they narrate it, I know that the producers watch it, right? And then they ask them questions and bait them into saying things to like remember it. I get that part. But the way that they have to recount it is so specific, and not everyone's good at it. Not everyone's good at the confessionals. And I don't know, it always is just like to be in one moment and something feels like such a big deal. Like imagine you got in a fight with someone and in that moment it felt like such a big deal. And then 2 months later you have to talk about it.
And you're like over it and stuff. Yeah. But you have to like talk about it like you're still mad.
Right. That seems really hard to me.
I feel like it would be hard to get over things, because I feel like by the time,
that's why people get mad again.
Yeah, like by the time you get over it, you have to go back in, talk about these confessionals. And then by the time you get over it again, it's now airing on television and you're seeing it all again. So it's like you're holding on to like so much anger, I feel.
And then even it sucks more because then they have to go do the reunion, even like
after.
And the reunion is always filmed like midway into when the actual show is airing, you know, because the Vanderpump reunion was filmed like 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, maybe. I don't remember. Like maybe a month ago.
Yeah. I think it was about a month ago now.
In the middle of the show actually airing. So now you're actually seeing things too. So you're getting re-mad at the situations you were mad at.
Mm-hmm. And you're seeing everybody else's confessionals at this point. So you're seeing a lot of new stuff that you didn't know probably, because, you know, everybody tries to talk big talk in their interviews as well.
Right. So the whole concept to me, I'm like, that would be a really hard part of the job. But everyone that does it flawless. I mean, every show is like, everyone's pretty good at it. But I mean, the people who have good confessionals are the ones, I don't know, I always just think of Summer House because they've all been doing it for so long, or The Housewives. They're really good.
Yeah.
People. But with The Valley, you're seeing them like, some of the when Michelle said that, she was being interviewed alone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She would not have said that in front of Jesse.
Right. And they probably, when they filmed some of the ones alone, was after. But I wonder how long, like, I wonder if we'll see them separating or any idea of that happen in
on the show.
Or if
I hope so.
Me too. I mean, I feel bad for them, but like, me too.
I know. I definitely feel bad for them, but
get away from him and find something that's way, way better than him. All of these women need to find people that are way better than them.
Yes. The only couple that I like is Danny and Nia. They're adorable. And Danny, like, you could just tell he's like over the shit. So when him and the guys took the kids to the fair.
Were you thinking when that happened? Wait, when that was happening, were you thinking like, there's no way that these men did this or would do this if there weren't cameras?
Oh, 100%. Like, Danny actually probably would. I can see Danny doing it, like taking his kids.
He seems like a good dad.
But no, Jax by himself with the crews, no way. No. And Jesse alone with his daughter.
That little girl.
That he yells smart. At? No.
She's smart, though. She said another she is. He was like, I just saw, that was funny. He's like, I just saw a sign that said you have to put your socks and shoes on. She was like, I didn't see it.
Yes.
Like three.
Yes. She already knows her dad's a lying ass bullshitter.
Yeah.
She calls him out on her.
Imagine your mom saying about your dad, like, oh, that was just the longest booty call of my life. Like, I think about my life. Like when I've met someone or I've gone on a date with someone and I've been like, oh yeah, no, this guy is not it. He's really hot though. And
but
I would
like,
never,
no.
Right. I would never want that to be my husband, because I know when I see someone or when I like meet with someone, you know what I mean? Like you're like, oh, I can feel it or I don't feel it.
Yeah.
Like, it's automatic for me. And so I don't know. The fact that it turned from a booty call to a husband sucks.
Yeah. Can you imagine being stuck in like your worst booty call?
No, that's like a nightmare. I'm like, think about your worst booty call ever and getting stuck in that. I know mine. I don't
and
want
being, and being married being for years married. With a child. The fear in your eyes right now.
We all can see my. I'm like, ah, no. I'm like, no. make me. Seriously. No, but like, I mean, no one made her marry. I will say that.
True.
You know,
true.
Like there's always time to get out.
Do you think they got pregnant and then she was just kind of like, mm-hmm. I know a lot of women think, you know, just because they get pregnant, they got to stay with.
Yeah.
Stay that's with them, which like you don't. It might be a little bit easier, but like, why? Do you really want that?
Right. Yeah, I wonder how long they were married before they had a daughter. Interesting. Yeah, I don't but, know.
But so like I was saying about the fair.
Yeah.
So when they were all there and Jax and Jesse are kind of like complaining about not having sex lives and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And Jesse makes a comment about like, when we first met, I used to pour hot wax on her back. And like, now I can't even light a candle. And Danny was just like, you know, that's how marriage is. Like, you got to deal with it. You got to learn to deal with it. Like, he was just so over their bullshit and was just like, why the fuck are you guys complaining about this? Like, I don't know. I really like him. And he's just like not about them and their drama.
Because they're complaining about things that it's like, it's also you. Like, you probably want to blame everything on your wife. What have you done? But then Jack's like in his interview saying, my wife deserves better. She deserves more than me. She deserves someone who like wants to like love on her. Why aren't you that man?
Yeah. Like, why can't you be that man? Like, why would you even say that? That's just like a fucked up thing to say.
Some men who are chronically, I don't know the word, are never going to get their shit together. Who else in this world would have wanted to be with Jax? Who would have put up with that? No one besides Brittany.
Sarah Lee? What was her name?
Lorelei.
Whatever. Yeah. Her. She loved him. She was all about him.
I think even her now is like, yeah, no. Nobody would. And nobody would put up with
a guy at this point, no.
Like, nobody, they're so lucky they got the women that they did, and that's never going to happen for them again.
Yeah, and they fucked that up. Both of them. Yeah,
exactly.
And they think their lives are going to be so cool being single. It's like, you're 40 now. You're not in your 30s. And you're on a show, and you think that makes you cool, but it's like, people just realize you're a dick.
Exactly. And like, people will write, and I've seen things of like people like at Jax's bar, even during when they're showing, like they air the show at the bar, and that Jax walks around and expects people to walk up to him and ask him to take pictures. And this one person was like, I purposely did not take a picture with him or ask him for one because it seemed like he wanted one so bad.
Oh my God, that's so funny. He was probably pissed. He was probably so angry. Like, why did that person not ask me?
Right. Like, they're at my bar. Why don't they?
Yeah, want to they're at my bar. How dare they? Do they not know who I am? I'm Jax.
Embarrassing. Yeah. What else?
I'm trying to think of anything. I mean, like, besides just like the continued Kristen drama with everybody, it's nothing really else.
No.
Because I'm kind of like over that storyline.
I know. I'm kind of over the storyline of Kristen being a villain too.
Yeah. It's like, okay, move on.
Move on. Like, she is who she is. You know that. Yeah. I agree. I like Kristen. I think she's doing her job, and that's that.
Not my favorite, but she's doing her job.
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it as well. Nothing we didn't funny. Really have too much to talk about this week.
No. Next week, we're going to have to do, like, we'll do two episodes of Summer House.
Yes. Oh, but yeah, because, yeah.
Are you, like, caught up on all the episodes from this season?
From this season, yeah.
Okay, except the new one that came out.
Yeah. Yeah, except for the one that came out, I guess, technically today. I haven't watched that one.
Yeah.
I've watched all the other ones. So I'm definitely, I think tonight, like while I make dinner, I'm going to put that on. Yeah. And watch that. So yeah, we'll do double Summer House next week. Mm-hmm. And then our regular Vanderpump Villa, Vanderpump Rules.
There's this crazy show I did want to bring up. My mom told me about. It's a reality show. It's a reality competition show. Ooh. And it's like 007, like James Bond themed.
Ooh.
And it's people from all around the world. And apparently they do like these crazy expeditions and stunts and secret missions. And they like win stuff along the way. And the dad from Succession, I don't know if you watch Succession, amazing show. He is the host of it.
Oh.
And so, yeah, it's on Prime.
What
so
is it called?
007. It's called 007 Road to a Million.
Okay.
So that's on my list for this weekend.
I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, I love a competition reality show.
Me too. Oh, definitely. Me too.
Nine pairs of everyday people are unleashed on an epic global adventure through a series of Bond-inspired challenges for a shot at winning a life-changing $1 million prize.
Wow. That actually sounds kind of cool. So I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, and Tyler can be into it too with you.
Yeah, he loves like game shows and stuff like that. And I know that you didn't watch like The Challenge and stuff like that, but
Right.
the Challenge All Stars just started playing on Paramount Plus. And
Okay.
basically, it's like an all-star season. So they bring people from like the very beginning. So back in like 1999 and like the Road Rules shows, like, so they bring like some of those people and then like people from the early 2000s all the way up to like the current seasons, basically. So it's just like super cool because when me and Tyler watch it, we get so excited because there's so many people who are like, oh my God, I forgot about you. But it's really funny because they're all like old as fuck. So like a lot of them can't do some of the challenges anymore and they're just like so out of shape, but they're still like there for the drama. It's just like a good like nostalgic show for me.
It's crazy that show Road Rules, like how long ago it was on, like 1995. Like reality competition shows have been around for like 30 years now.
Yeah.
That's wild.
They need to bring that show back. I think
Yeah.
that would be like a cool
That's like a good
concept.
back.
Or like even The Real World. Netflix tried to do it with that show 20 somethings. So that was kind of like The Real World, but I don't
Yeah.
know, like it
That one that
wasn't.
was in Austin.
Yes.
Yeah, I did start watching that. I don't know if Netflix is the right place for that.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't the greatest, but it was basically like a real world,
Right.
but not.
Well, yeah. Well, then I guess that's it. Thanks for listening. That's everything we have. Spilled all the tea. It was a little bit of tea, but it was hot.
It was hot. It was piping hot tea.
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. This podcast has been brought to you by Strange Kitty Productions.